We're now going to begin number 21. As we mentioned in the time before, that the gadol that was in Eretz Yisrael at that time was Shammai, and Shammai had his mahalach in how to deal in Eretz Yisrael, and basically his mahalach was to uphold the covet of the Torah, the covet of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when the ger came to him and he wanted to learn Torah Regel Achas, so he held it was a bizoyin to be gairus what he was doing, and so forth and so on, and therefore he sent him away. And all this came about because Hurdis was trying to bring about a situation in Eretz Yisrael that the Eden should be kafuf to the derech of the Romans. That was the only way that he could succeed in order to get all of the Eden to agree to literally enslave themselves to the will of the whim of the Romans and to be willing to more or less dissolve their own society and to turn themselves into a subordinate of the Romans. And, of course, the Eden B'derech Klal would not accept such a thing. But Hurdis also wouldn't accept defeat, as we saw with the story that when Hurdis came in front of the Beis Din where Shammai was there, that he tried to subject the people, to put fear into their hearts, to make them kafuf, they should be kafuf to the Romans. And therefore, Shammai had his mahalach in how to deal in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Agav, before we go further, we should understand that this was a mahalach that to a very large degree was taken on by the Chassam Sofer. Perhaps one day Be'ez Hashem Yisbach we would be able to discuss this, that he saw also that that was the nisoyin of his generation, that people were becoming the Haskalah made it so that one of the things they tried to accomplish was to break the covet of Klal Yisrael and to raise up the covet of the Umas Ha'olam that was all around them in order that they should feel themselves bottled and subordinate to everything that was going on, and they should be makabel the culture that was all around them. And that was, to a very large degree, the avoda of the Chassam Sofer, to keep up the kvod, the kavod of the Rabbonis, the kavod HaTorah, and, you know, to be staunch and stiff, unbending, unyielding. And at this point, this was the shita that Shammai had in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara tells us that at the end of the day, the shita of Beis Hillel was the shita that we're going to. The shita of Hillel is the shita that we are mekabel. As the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Le'Oyvim Yehi Adam Anderson Ki Hillel Val Yi Kaptan Ki Shammai. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amid Beis. So the Gemara is paskening this shaila that we have lahalacha. If the mahalach is the mahalach of Shammai, or the mahalach is the mahalach of Hillel, so the Gemara is paskening that we should take on, in the such circumstances, we should take on the mahalach of Hillel. And as you mentioned, obviously, the Chassam Sofer held that in his door, for whatever his reasons, that perhaps one day we would discuss, it was different. But there the Gemara is telling us that the Mahalach of Hillel was the proper Mahalach to use, and we hope that we'll be able to understand better how Hillel was able to deal with this problem of what to do that the covet of Klal Yisrael should not be broken. We'll begin when we talk about Hillel. So first, a little bit of a background to who this Hillel was. So the first time we find Hillel appearing in the Gemara, that we find the Gemara in Yuma, and that's Lamed Hei on the base, the Gemara says as follows, Ani Tanarabon, Ani Va'osher V'rosh V'boyim L'din. All different types of people, Ani and Osher and Arosha, they all come to a din in Shamayim, and they're going to say over to the Ani, why didn't you learn Torah? If he's going to say that I was an Ani, and because I was an Ani, I had to work very hard to make a living, so the Gemara says we're going to say to him, Klum Ani Ha'isa Yosef Hillel, he couldn't have been that you were poorer than Hillel was, that he was the extreme situation of poverty. And the Gemara tells us over the story of Hillel, that Hillel, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, every day he used to go out to work. Some places it's brought down that he was used to chop down wood and schlep in wood, and he would make a certain amount of money, and he would give half of it, he would give over to the Shomer of the Beis HaMedrash, because it would seem that in the time of Shmai Bavtalion, you had to give money in order to get into the Beis HaMedrash, and it's brought down that this happened because now that there were yeshivas that were found throughout Eretz Yisrael, so they made it so that they had to raise money in order to have these yeshivas, they should be able to function. This was one of the methods that they used. People who came into the Beis Medrash to learn were more than happy to give up part of their money, a certain coin, to give to the Shomer of the Beis HaMedrash. Hillel, it would seem, didn't want to tell anybody how poor he was. And the Mela, he went out of his way to give that coin that they asked for in order to get into the Beis HaMedrash. There's no question that if it would have been clear to the people that he was the level of Mesiras Nefesh, that he would have forgone the insistence on giving this coin. But Hillel didn't say anything. Hillel was more than happy to work a little bit harder and to give up half of what he had and to be remayed his own chelik. So he would give over, he gave over half to the Shomer, and half he would keep for his own parnosa and the parnosa of his household. The Braisa says that one time he wasn't able to earn money that day, and when it came time to come into the Beis HaMedrash, so the Shomer of the Beis HaMedrash would not allow him to come into the Beis HaMedrash. So he went up onto the roof of the Beis HaMedrash, and it seemed there was like a skylight on the roof of the Beis HaMedrash, and there he went in order to hear the shiurim that Shmai Vavtalyim were learning in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Lashon of the Gemara's Kedusha, Yishma Divrei Elokim Chayim Mipi Shmai Vavtalyim. And by the way, here we have a situation, Shmai Vavtalyim, the Nasi and the Avdezin, they were learning together in the same Beis HaMedrash. This, of course, is going to change in the next generation when we talk about Hillel and Shammai. But here, Shmai Vavtalyim were learning together in the same Beis HaMedrash, and he was listening to the shir while he was on the roof of the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara says that on that day it was Erev Shabbos, and it was the middle of the winter, and they started snowing. And the snow fell on top of Hillel. It would seem that he didn't notice, he didn't realize that the snow was falling on top of him. And he became frozen. And it's hard to know exactly, but he was frozen. Seems like he became sort of unconscious. It came the next morning, Kish'ola Amud HaShachar. So Shmaya said to Avtalyon, he said, Avtalyon, every day there's light in the Beis HaMedrash that comes in through the windows, through the skylight, and today it's dark. Shema Yom HaMa'unanhu, could it be that it's cloudy outside? It's very strange. So it would seem like that they had no idea. Why is it cloudy? They were surprised that it should be so dark in the Beis HaMedrash. That looks like they have no shaykhs. They just walked into the Beis HaMedrash. They must have known if it was cloudy or not cloudy. So it would seem that they didn't take notice of such things. But when it came into, they were in the Beis Medrash and learning, and they opened up the Chumash or the Sefer Torah, so they weren't able to read it. So then they chapped that something was wrong. So Kitzitzu Einayim, they looked up and they saw the figure of a person that was in the window. They brought him down, and they washed him off, and they took care of him. And Amru Ruizel Chalol of Esa Shabbos. So it would seem that he was taken b'sakon. Maybe he was in a coma of some form. So he was unconscious. So they said that this person obviously is a tremendous tzaddik, and Eivazay is Royu that we should be Machal Shabbos for this person. It would seem, and this we know, that this story took place when Hillel was 40 years old, and he came from Babel, came up into Eretz Yisrael, and that we know from other Brises and Yerushalmi, that the reason he came up to Eretz Yisrael was because there were certain halachas that he didn't have a psak on those halachas. He came up to Eretz Yisrael in order to find out from Shmaya Avtalion what the psak would be in these particular halachas. But at the time that he came, he already was an outstanding Talmud Chacham, because he was learning in the yeshivas in Babel. And as we mentioned, there were tremendous yeshivas going on in Babel. But when we talk about the Zugais, the Mesiris HaTeira, the Halacha Psuka, so that was given over through the Lishkas Hagozes in Eretz Yisrael. And Memela, when it came, a Shaila of Hadapaskin, he came up to Eretz Yisrael to find out from Shmaya Avtalion exactly what the Halacha was. It would seem that after he stayed and he learned by Shmaya Avtalion, and eventually after the Ptira of Shmaya Avtalion and all of the Tzaris that were going on in Eretz Yisrael, so he turned around and he went back to Babel, and there he stayed in Babel for another 40 years, continued learning in Babel for another 40 years, because the next time when he comes up into Eretz Yisrael, so it's after the time of Shmaya Avtalion, as we'll see in the Gemara in Pesach. It's interesting because in Masechtas Seferim, it talks about Hillel Hazaken in Masechtas Seferim. So this is Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Tes, and it says that the Brice over here says when they get to Hillel, similar to Shainus like we're going to see in the Gemara, when they get to the Talmidim of Hillel. So here the Brisa says, Le'ozav divrei chachomim shlei lamda. Hillel learned everything from the chachomim. Afilu kol haloshaynes, afilu sichas horam gvois. And the Brisa over here goes on and on to tell us that when he learned from his chachomim, he learned every single thing that they possibly had to teach him. So to say, so he learned from them. He was an eager Talmud to learn everything that was possible for him to learn. He went back to Babel, and the assumption is he went back because of the tzaris that were there. Shmaya Avtalion Wanifta, so Eibazoi, he couldn't learn by then. And he went back to Babel. Also, it's important to mention that after the Ptira of Shmaya Avtalion, the Romans were now in control of Eretz Yisrael. One of the first things that they did was they were mevatel the Sanhedrin from the Lishkas Hagozes. It was possible to have a Sanhedrin, but the Sanhedrins now were spread out throughout Eretz Yisrael. But there wasn't any more Sanhedrin in Lishkas Hagozes, so there wasn't any more, what we would say, the final word. Until this point, if there would be an issue in Halacha, so we know Kimitzian Teitzayra, you go up to Yerushalayim, and there would be Oiske Paskind, Lamaisa, Lahalacha, Lamaisa, exactly what you should do. But it would seem that the Romans, under the prompting Antipater realized that the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagozes, they had a lot of power over the people, and they wanted to be memayit, that kayach that they had over the people. The Mela de Omavatl, the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagozes, you can have your yeshivas, you could learn, you can have your batidinim in different places, but the center point, that there should be one point that everybody should turn to, that they were Mavatl. And the Mela, when that became Batl, it was the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagozes that appointed the Nasi and the Av Beis Din. Now that this became Batl, so the position of Nasi and Av Beis Din also became Batl. The next time that we find Hillel mentioned again in the Gemara is the Maisa that takes place with Hillel, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav Omer Aleph. And over here, in the Gemara talks about Tanu Rabbanon Halacha Zunis Alma B'Bnei B'Seira. This is a halacha that was forgotten B'Bnei B'Seira. So we know that the people that were leading the generation in halacha, the Talmidei Chachamim that everybody turned to, were the B'nai B'Seira. But we know from the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos and from the Rambam that the B'nai B'Seira were not from the people that were in the Shalshelas HaKabbalah, because after Shmai Vavtalion comes Hillel and Shammai. And therefore, we know from those who record this that the B'nai B'Seira took on the position as the leaders of Klal Yisrael, because now that they were Mavatl, the Sanhedrin, in the Lishkas Hagozes, and the Sanhedrin, all you had was what the Dinim and Yeshivas in different places in Eretz Yisrael, there was a need for somebody to take on a position of leadership. He needed it for Kiddush HaChodesh, L'mashal, to make a decision of exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, that the Yom Tovim, everybody should keep the same Yom Tovim, Binegea to the different issues that came up in the Beis HaMikdash, as we're soon going to see. So they gave the position to B'nai B'Seira. One of the milers of the B'nai B'Seira, they were Talmidei Chachamim, not to the stature of Hillel and Shammai, but they were Talmidei Chachamim. But one of the milers was that the Chachamim knew that if for some reason the situation would change and it would be possible to appoint somebody who would be taka worthy for the position of Nasi or Av Beis Din, the B'nai B'Seira, they are the type of people that they would be willing to step down. So it's a Maila, we can see it's a Maila B'negeya to the B'nai B'Seira, that they had this Maila that they were willing to step down when somebody would come into this position. There was a Shaila. The Gemara brings down Halacha Zunis Alma B'Bnei B'Seira. For whatever the reason, Shammai wasn't able to paskin the Shaila. He wasn't there. It could very well be, as we mentioned before, that Shammai was no big friend of Hordis. And because of that, he couldn't take a prominent position. He couldn't take a position where people would he be noticed by everybody. So the Mela, when it came a Shaila in the Beis HaMikdash, so he wasn't there to pass in the Shaila. So Halacha Zunis Al B'nai B'Seira. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was that what do you do if Erev Pesach comes out to be on Shabbos? Erev Pesach, you have to shech the Karban Pesach. And they didn't know if the Karban Pesach is Deiche Shabbos or if it's not Deiche Shabbos. So they said, is there anybody here who knows if Pesach is Deiche Shabbos in Lav? They didn't know. Amru Lahem, so they told him, the people that were there told him that Adam Echad Yesh She'olah MiBavel, there is a person who just came up from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shemai, and his name is Hillel HaBavli, Shemei Shnei Gedolei Hador Shmai Vavtalion, the Idea and Pesach Deiches HaShabbos Im Lav. And he is going to know the answer to this question. And it's interesting because it would seem that that was sort of his reputation. his reputation was that he was a person that was Mishamish Shmaya V'Avtalyan. He was known as a person that, as we mentioned in the Masechta Seferim, that he knew everything. And if he knew everything, because he was Mishamish Shmaya V'Avtalyan, so he's the person to ask. So they called to him, and they said to him, "Do you know if Pesach is Zecher Shabbos or Lav?" So he told them over a drasha that it says by the Korban Pesach, it says Loshen Mayadai, and when they get to the Korban Tomid, it says Loshen Mayadai. Ma Mayadai Ha'omer B'Tomid Doiches HaShabbos, Korban Tomid is Doiches HaShabbos, Av Mayadai Ha'omer Pesach Doiches HaShabbos, and Bameli he has a limud that is Doiches HaShabbos. And then he told him over a Kal V'Chomer. And then it says that after they saw, after Hillel told them over this this drasha that he had, that he was makabel from Shmaya V'Avtalyan, that the Korban Pesach is Deifet Shabbos, so it says, Miyad Chayshivu B'Reish U'minu Nasi Aleihem. So once they saw how great the Talmud Chacham Hillel Hababli was, so miyad hayshivu bereish uminu nasi aleihem. They made him into the nasi, and we understand that amongst the milas that Hillel had, he was obviously a phenomenal Talmud Chacham. They realized that his level of learning was a very high level. He was Taka Mishamish Shmaya V'Avtalyan, and he was the person Taka knew the halacha. But there also was a practical Maila, Binegei at the Hillel HaZaken, because he came from Bavel. And being that he came from Bavel, so he didn't have a track record, Binegei at the Hordes. He wasn't, at this point anyway, popular amongst the people like Shammai was, that perhaps he would have too much kayach. He was a stranger, came from a different country. So therefore, for him to become the leader was not a problem. They were certain that they wouldn't anger Hordes. The Braisa goes on further, that he continued telling them over different halachas, Binegeya to Korban Pesach, maybe this was when he became the Nasi, so he was giving a shir, as the beginning of his Nasiyas. It was Pesach time, so he's learning with them Hilchos Pesach. And it says, Hizchul Mekantaram Bidvarm. And then he started, he bowled them out. Amalehem, he said to them, Bigarm Lechem She'ela Vibavel Ve'eya Nasi Aleichem. Who caused this? That you have to have somebody coming up from Bavel, and somebody coming from Bavel should be a Nasi on you. Why don't you have yourselves somebody that amongst yourselves worthy for this position? Well, the reason is Atzlus Shahaisa Bachem. It's because of the laziness that was by you. Shleishimashtem Shnei Gedoyle Hador Shmaya V'Avtalyan. Because he wanted to shamish the two Gedoyle Hador Shmaya V'Avtalyan. So he bowled them out. He gave them Musa. And it's very interesting because, first of all, it's a tremendous compliment to the Chachomim and the Eden living in Eretz Yisrael. Here's a stranger who comes, and they see he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than they are. So the fact that he's a stranger, you know, he's like somebody who comes into one yeshiva from a different yeshiva, and you know, as Zoktep is a good, he says a good svara. So it's not so easy just to give him over the position, and then now he should go and take over. After all, he's a foreigner. But Benegeya to the Eden living in Eretz Yisrael, so it's very obvious that what was chashiv by them is just Gavlus B'Torah. And it made no difference to them if he's an Israeli or he's a Babli or whatever he is. It can good learning, it can besser learning, say Bazoi, that's all that's necessary in order to make him into the Nasi. At the same time, we see that Hillel use this opportunity. He felt it was a taina against them, that why is it they didn't know the halacha? And if he felt that it was a taina on them, So then he told them this taina. And he told them that it's a taina on you that you are Shamish Shmaya Avtalim. And because of that, you don't know the halach. Now, the Braisa goes further. So then they said to him, what happens if you forgot to bring the sakin from Erev Shabbos? You're allowed a shech to behema, that we understand. But how about bringing the sakin, bringing the knife from outside the Beis HaMikdash into the Beis HaMikdash? So that already is not included in the shechita of the Korban Pesach. So what should we do about that? Now, the simple thing is to have it prepared before. But what happens if you forgot to bring it, and you don't have the knife in the Beis HaMikdash? Say, Bazei, what should you do? Now, under such circumstances, what should you do? And it says, Amar lahem, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. I heard this halacha, and I forgot. So, right away, and we'll soon see the Gemara further, that Hillel, the one after having bowled them out for not knowing the halacha, so right away, you can imagine that it must have been a little bit of an embarrassing situation, because here he just finished bowling them out, that they forgot the halacha, that they didn't know the halacha, because they weren't Shamish, Shmaya Vavtayim, so good, and then all of a sudden he forgot the halacha, but he was Maida al Ha'emes, since he invited the conversation, was Geit Hazei Mitazel Chagreisa mentioned. So he told me, at that time he Musid the Mice, he held that they deserved to be Oiske Musid, he Musid the Mice. Now it came up as Shaila, he didn't know the answer, so he said he didn't know the answer. And it's interesting, because he said, Halacha zu shamati vishachachti. I knew it, and I forgot. What did he have to say that for? Maybe he could have said, I don't know. He's plain, I don't know. No, he had to be a Maida ala Emes. Shamati vishachachti. And even though it's a little bit bizyonis, but the Emes, Mahatun Yetzvegan, Hillel Abami we're talking about. So this is what he said. And Agav, the Gemara on Amid Beis, the Gemara says about this Gemara, Amar Av Yehuda Marav, Kol HaMisyayir, Im Chochem Hu Chochmosle Mistalek Asimenu. It looks like, and the Gemara says, somebody makes himself if it's a bissel too gross, so what happens is his Chochma leaves him. So, and the Gemara says, what's the Raya? The Raya is from Hillel. The Omar Mar, Hischel Mekantaram B'dvorim, because you see that in the Braisa before we said that he started bowling them out, and he said to them, Halacha Zu Shamati, and he bowled them out, and then afterwards he said, Halacha Zu Shamati V'Shachachti. So, it's the way what the Gemara is saying is, Omar Yehuda Marav is saying that this was a Pesazaya Ninyan of Pesanoinish that came to Hillel, because somehow Epis, when he spoke to them, he bowled them out, maybe he was a little too sharp, we don't know exactly what the taina was, but somehow he went beyond what he was supposed to do, and about Egechogin Zainoinish about that Shamati Vishachachti. But be it as it may, then it says Vaita. So what do we do now? If Hillel forgot, they didn't know, and Hillel didn't know, so what are you supposed to do? So now Hillel tells us over another Chiddush, and this is the Meiridike Chiddush that is necessary to know Binageya, to how to understand Vidri Bainu Shalom Fiat Klal Yisrael. He told them, Elahanach Lam LeYisrael, Im Ein Leviim, if they're not Nevi'im, they're B'nei Nevi'im Hain. If they don't have the Maila of Nevuah, so then they have the Maila that they're B'nei Nevi'im. Their fathers were Nevi'im, their grandfathers were Nevi'im, but someplace all the way back, they were B'nei Nevi'im. And what he's telling them is that the Tzibur is going to go on the right mahalach. The Tzibur has that as the Maila of Ruach HaKodesh. And the Baal Tzibur has the Maila, the Tzibur is going to do what is right. So we're going to be silent. We don't know what to do. We're going to stand back and we're going to watch what the tzibur does. And the Gemara fears the mocher, misha pischei tle, teichei betzimrei. And the Gemara says exactly what they did, that they took the knife and they put it onto the behema. So even though perhaps that's a shalom of the rabbonon, but whatever. But they made it so that the behema is the one that carried the knife into the Beis Hamikdash. And then it says that when Hillel saw exactly what was happening, so he says in the Kublani, Dipi Shamay Bavtayin, that now Veniska Halacha, Roh Maisa Veniska Halacha, when he saw what the Yidden were doing, so he reminded himself, he Taka forgot, but now that he saw it, he reminded himself, and he says, oh, that's Taka, how I was Makabel from Shmaya Bavtayin. So it's almost like the Gemara is bringing us as a raya to this klal of an ein neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. And this is a klal that perhaps Be'ez Hashem Yisbach will discuss further on as we go about learning the historia of klal Yisrael, that ein neviim heim b'nei neviim heim, somehow the tzibur of klal Yisrael. And of course, we're not talking about the tzibur who chalila is not interested in doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're talking about the Tzibur that is interested in doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzibur that wants to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and we're talking about Yechidim once again, about a Tzibur. So they have the Maila of B'nei Neviim, and somehow there is a level of Ruach HaKadosh that's found between these people. And we're bringing a raya, because Ra'a Maisa v'Niska Halacha. Oh, this is Taka what was taught to us by Shmaya v'Avtali. So, this is the Gemara that we have, and this is the situation. And here the Gemara is teaching us about what happened when Hillel became the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. So he became the Nasi, as you mentioned. He was a stranger, and as a stranger, so he should take on the position of a Nasi. So it wasn't so bad, because Hurdis didn't know who he was, and not only did Hurdis not know who he was, but the fact that he was a stranger, so the assumption was that he wouldn't have that much kayach over the tzibur, and the mele, the fact that he became nasi, they weren't afraid that perhaps he would have too much kayach if he became the nasi. So now we have back again the position of nasi. The B'nai B'Seira, they blend into the background, we don't hear from them again, and Hillel takes on the position of nasi, and now it's necessary to find the position of an abezdin. So what we have is an interesting Mishnah in Masechtas Idiyos. The Mishnah is in Perek Hey Halacha Vav. The Mishnah over there talks about one of the Gedolei Hador, we'll soon see, Akavya ben Mahalil. He talks about a person, Akavya ben Mahalil. Now, of course, Akavya ben Mahalil is somebody that's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, Hispakel b'shloish dvarim, ben atabori deichet. These are lessons of Akavya ben Mahalil. But here, the Mishnah talks about who this Akavya ben Mahalil was. Akavya ben Mahalil heyed arbo dvarim. He had, in this Mishnah in Idiyos, this Akavya ben Mahalil was taught over for the Tzibur that these four halachas. So, and these halachas is not important for us right now to know what these halachas were, but he held a shita b'negea to these halachas, and the Chachamim disagreed with him. Amrulai Akavya, so they told over Akavya Chazor Boch, Ba'arba Dvorim, be chayzer on these four things, shehayisa aimer, that you say over, the nase av bezin li Yisrael. You become the av bezin in klal Yisrael. And here once again, the various Rishonim and others, they bring a raya that this took place at this time. He lived after Shmaya v'Avtalion, and after Shmaya v'Avtalion in this tkufa, when they were looking for an av bezin, so they wanted to appoint him the av bezin. Once again, perhaps Shammai was, they didn't want Shammai because maybe he was afraid to take a position of prominence because of his history with Hordas. Perhaps the Eden themselves realized that it wasn't fair sort of to ask Shammai to take this position. But Akavya and Mahalo, they wanted to give him this position of Av Bezdin. And he didn't want to. He didn't want to back down. In other words, they told him, if you back down from these four halachas, so then we'll make you the Av Bezdin. Amar lehem, mutav li likarei shaita kol yomai, v'loy liyoy sho'achas rosha lefnei hamokim. He said, if I would back down right now, he says, if I don't back down, people are going to call me a shaita. They're going to say, you stuck to these four halachas, and you had the opportunity to have this tremendous position of Av Bezdin, so they're going to call me a shaita for not backing down. But on the other hand, he says, if I will back down, so then he says, I could be, people will look at me as a rosha lefnei amokim. Why? Shtoyu aimrim bishvil srora chozaboy. People will look at him and they'll say, do you know why he backed down? Really, he held what he held. And he never would have backed down. But the reason why he backed down was because they offered him a position of Av Bezdin, so that's the reason why he backed down. That even though Lemaisa, it would seem that he would have backed down. Because as we learned weiter, the Rabbim was connected him, he was a Yochid, for him to say at this point that Medaf Mekabel Zayin the Das from the Rabbim, so maybe it was the proper thing to say, actually, yeah, actually nisht. Well, it's not clear in the Mishnah Baita if it was the proper thing for him to say or not to say, but he said that he can say it. And the reason why he can say it is because people are going to say that the Chachamim are willing to do, willing to go down for what they hold as the emes in order to have covet, in order to have a position of covet, and therefore he looks like a Russia. Now, at the end of this Mishnah, they talk about the goblets of Akavya ben Mahalal, that and it says at the end of the Mishnah, She'en ha'zorn in Elas ufnei kol odom yisrol v'chochmo v'yireshet ka'akavya ben Mahalal. So, he was from, literally, from the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. Abal Bikain, he didn't want to back down from his position once again because of the fact that he shouldn't look that he's doing it for Sarora. So, once now they realized that there was no other choice and they took Shammai. They took Shammai as the Av Bezdin. So now Hillel was the Nasi and Shammai became the Av Bezdin. From this point on, different than we saw before, that Shmaya v'Avtalion were learning in the same yeshiva. From this point on, we now have two different yeshivas. We have a yeshiva of Shammai, and we have the yeshiva of Hillel. Two different yeshivas. The reason the pashtus for this was because before we learned that in the time before Hordas, they abolished the position of the Nasi because they were afraid that when the Sanhedrin was with Lishkas Hagazas, they were afraid that being that it was a position, not only a position of a position of a gadol, but it was a formal position. The Nasi and the Av Bezdin were formal positions, and therefore they were afraid of being that they were both together in the same Beis Medrash, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. So the Romans were afraid that they would have too much kayach, because now everybody is going to turn to the Sanhedrin, to the Nasi and the Avbezin, and they should dictate to them not just the halacha, because the halacha didn't concern them if they're going to dictate the halacha, but they're also going to have positions of srara. They're going to have certain amount of control, and because of that, they abolished this. So therefore, they made it so that there should be two separate yeshivas. There isn't anymore one prominent position where everybody comes and everybody looks. There are now two different yeshivas. And the Melech, there are two different yeshivas. So perhaps, and ultimately that was the truth of the situation, that the Romans are not going to be afraid that there's going to be too much power in one of the Chachamim. Also, it became very, very clear to Hordas that the Chachamim weren't going to get involved in the political situation in Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps this was because they had a Messiah from Shmai Avtalion, as we learned before, that Shmai Avtalion Kiblu Mehem, Shmai Aimer, and this is Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, that it says, Shmai, he had the three different Limudim, Heides Hamalacha Usnoyes Harabonus, so Rabonus now wasn't a position, a popular position, the Altisvada Laroshes, and also he taught them not to get involved with the government, stick out of the government, as he mentioned, different than what was going on with Shimon ben Shetach, where he literally was in the middle of the government. But now that they knew that they shouldn't get involved with the government, so they weren't afraid. And this we see also because Josephus brings down that at one point Hordas wanted that all of the people should swear allegiance to him. And Hillel and Shammai and their yeshivas, they didn't want to. They refused to do it. It's a shua, they didn't want to do it. And he let them go. He allowed them to get away with it. So therefore, it would seem that Hordas Taka was not afraid. He wasn't afraid anymore of the koyach of the Chachamim, because he knew either these two things, the fact that their koyach was now splintered, and secondly, because he knew that they're not going to get involved in the government, which they Taka didn't. Ma'ayon v'hola, from this point on, they never got involved with the government. They were involved with Klal Yisrael, being Mechazik Klal Yisrael, in the Yonim of Ruchnius, and once again, in Yonim of Ruchnius, didn't directly go against the Romans. The Romans weren't interested if they should be Mekayim Mitzvahs or not Mekayim Mitzvahs. So Memela, that's why he was maskim that they should both, that Hillel should be the Nasi and Shammai should be the Avbez. One wonders if it isn't Azayim Vimezov Kashkocha Pratis and Minah Shemayim that the two yeshivas Bedavka should be run by Hillel and by Shammai, and Minah Shemayim, they wanted that the Davka, the two yeshivas, one should be run by Hillel and one should be run by Shammai, because Minah Shemayim, they want to talk that these two different yeshivas should be run on these two different drachim. Because although we mentioned that the Braisa says that Hevi mitalmidav of Hillel and not mitalmidav shel Shammai, and Hillel's derech, as we're soon going to discuss by Arichas about his derech, but his derech was the derech that was accepted. But the fact that Shammai's derech existed also, and we know b'negeya to the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and although we always be paskin for derech klal, we paskin like Beis Hillel, but yet the Gemara says, Elu ve'elu divrelikim chayim, and perhaps at a different point we'll discuss this more at length, but the pshat in Elu ve'elu divrelikim chayim is that both are emes. If both are emes, we need them both. We may paskin like one, but we need them both. in this case, we needed that in Eretz Yisrael these two different hanhogis should take place. We needed that there should be a mokum where there should be a stress on Kvod HaTorah and Kvod Yisrael and everything else that Shammai did in the method that he held was important in order to do battle, so to say, with the influence that came from the Romans. And although the Mahalach, once again, of Hillel was the Mahalach that we paskin, that's the Mahalach to use, but Eivu Eivu Divilikim Chaim said that we needed that balance. We needed this we'll call it a das yochid, it wasn't a yochid, but call it sort of a das, was his nishnegeh la halacha, but that das should also exist in order to create this balance in Klal Yisrael and in the Tzibur at that time. And once again, perhaps at a further date, we'll talk about this also. Also, it's a very important historical, besides the halachic significance, it's a historical significance, this concept of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, to keep Klal Yisrael on the right path. So once again, we are now talking about Hillel taking over the Nesias, taking over the reins in Klal Yisrael, and he being the Iker Manik in Klal Yisrael. And if we need to discuss that, what's that going to be with Shammai's Taina, that Benegeya to, if the Romans are looking to break the Ruach and the stolts of Klal Yisrael, so was Tutman Pakan with Shammai's Taina, so how could it be that we should have a different Mahalach? So it would seem that the pshat in Hillel is that Hillel held that the best method of holding up the Ruach of Klal Yisrael is bedafka through feeding them with Torah. The more Torah that they would learn, that gufo would be mechazik, the matzav haruach in Klal Yisrael. Shammai held that we need to be mechazik, the matzav haruach, and once they're stark, then we could learn with them. Hillel held that just the opposite, learn with them. And that gufo, though we don't have to use, we don't have to use artificial methods in order to be mechazik, the matzav haruach. But the kayach ha-treira itself, that's going to be mechazik. And perhaps then, now is the opportunity to learn the second half of the Braisa and the Gemara that we left out, where the Gemara gives us the contrast between these two different Mahalachim, the Mahalach of Shammai and the Mahalach of Hillel. We discussed Lamashal, the Braisa in Ovista Reb Nosson, in the end of Perek Beis. And the Brais over there says, "V'hemidu tamidim harbei," which once again was the Messiah that we had from the Anshe Knesset Hagdola. Everybody had that Messiah. And yet, the Brais says, "Shebeshamay haimim al yishan adam el lemi shuchacham v'anav uben aves v'ashir," as we mentioned, a Sameach b'chelkei. And we said that the Pshat and Shammai, what did Shammai do with the Messiah that they had from the Anshe Knesset HaGdola of Hamidu Tamidim Harbei? So why did Shammai go away from the Messiah? So we explained, because Shammai held, this is a Hiro Ashur, the Matzav in Eretz Yisrael now is such that we have to work on a different eifin. We're talking about the covid of Klal Yisrael. So we can learn with somebody who's a Chacham, he's a Balmides, he has Yichus, he's a person of Sameach Bechelkoi, but if he's a person that's a Tzabrochen, a person, if his Matzav HaRuach is not stark, so Ibazoi, with such a person you can't learn. And that was what Shammai held. And over here the Braisa tells us what Beis Hillel answered. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim, L'chol Adam Yeshana. No, we could go with the Alta Messiah that we have of Hamidu Tamidim Harbei. We could learn with everybody. Sheharbei Poshim Hoyu Behem Bi Yisrael, because there were many Poshim, people who did Averis in Klal Yisrael, V'niskarvu V'talmid Torah, they became close to learning, V'yotzu Mehem Tzadikim Hasidim Uksherim. So, It's very interesting. Shahave Peshim Hayu Bam Biyusol. Pashto is like he's telling us even a kol shekein. If you worry about people that have midas tovus, well, you should know there were people that not just were lacking in midas tovus, but they were peshim when they came to learn Torah. And Shammai surely would not have accepted them, people who were peshim. And Hillel says, Afal pi kein, niskavu l'talmid Torah, we sat down to learn with them, v'yotzumeihem tzadikim chasidim u'ksheirim, they became tzaddikim and chassidim and ksherim. And I say, this is what Hillel, this is the mokum achlokes, so to say, between Hillel and Shammai. That Hillel kainit, that adrabah, that this is the way, this is the method that is supposed to be used in order to be mechazik the matzav ruach in Klal Yisrael. To be mechazik the matzav ruach of Klal Yisrael, learn with them Torah. That's going to do it. And Luchaira, this is the memra that we have from Hillel in Pirkei Avos. And here it's interesting to Ha'ore, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem, Hillel oimer. In the all the other Mishnayos where you have the Machlokes, Shammai and Hillel, Be'Shammai, Be'Hillel, so they always mention, they talk about why Shammai before Hillel, but it's always Shammai before Hillel. Here it's Hillel v'Shammai, and Hillel Oimer before Shammai. So, while this is the Yikaderech, having me Talmidav Shal Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Reidav Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas, and Makarvan L'Torah. There's a lot that could be said, Minigeya, to this Mishnah. Mitamid of Shal Aaron. Well, first of all, who doesn't want to be from the Tamidim of Aaron? And Vosebesh Mitamid of Shal Aaron, Efshi Mitamid of Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it would seem that this is Taka, the Mahalach that Aaron had. And could very well be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this Mahalach, like we see Rashi brings down in Chumash, that Klal Yisrael was Maspid Aaron. More than they were maspid Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu v'mizot b'shita didn't have Aaron HaKohen's mahalach, because there was also a need for these two different mahalchim in Klal Yisrael. Moshe, who was the one that learned with them Torah and Remela, and he was the one that sometimes had to paskin keneged somebody else, and et kedav gev Musa, dachmet hoben epes Moshe Rabbeinu, and you're not going to be maspim as much, no, nish maspim zayin as much, but there was such a need for such a mahalach. And Hillel Avada also knew that there was such a mahalach. But he held that at this point, the oifen of dealing with Klal Yisrael was the oifen of Aaron HaKohen. In the time of Moshe of Aaron, so Yitaka had those two different koiches working simultaneously. Maybe the Yikar Koich Taka was Moshe Rabbeinu's koich, but Aaron's koich was also there. Now Hillel held that the overwhelming hashpah has to come from a mahalach, which is the mahalach that we have from Aaron HaKohen. And that mahalach is Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, Oyev Es Habriyes, Umekarvan L'Torah. And that's it. Umekarvan L'Torah. Klal Yisrael Haintes Atzabrochena. They're Tzabrochena because they're being knocked around by the Romans and knocked around by Antipater and Hordes. So Ivazoi, the thing to do at this point is we have to be makabel, and now more than ever, the mahalach of Aaron HaKohen. Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, Oyev Esabiyas, Mekarvan L'Torah. This is the proper mahalach, and this, by seeing to it as much as possible, that people should be able to come out and to learn Torah. So this goof is what's going to be mechazik Klal Yisrael. And the covenant of Klal Yisrael, we're going to accomplish the same thing, and perhaps even more successfully. We're going to accomplish the same thing by seeing to it that people should learn Torah. And perhaps this is also the way to go about understanding the Gemara once again, the second half of the Gemara that we left out. The Gemara in the Sechti Shabbos that over here begins in Daf Lamed Amid Beis. And the second half of the Gemara we discussed at least from Shammai's end, the Negea to the Gerim. But now we're going to start in the beginning of the Gemara. Tan Rabbanon, the Oilum Ye'odim, Amdusanon Ki Hillel, Va'iye Kaftan Ki Shammai. That, and once again, we're touching it, we're not talking about the Teva of these two people. But we're paskening that the Mahalach of dealing with Klal Yisrael should be a Mahalach of Amdusanon, and not should be a Mahalach of a Kaftan when dealing with Klal Yisrael. And now the Gemara brings down a very, very strange story. The Gemara says there was a story of two different people who made a bet, and the bet was who could go and could get Hillel to become angry. And if you get Hillel to get angry, you win the bet. And the Pashtus of the Gemara, we're learning the Pashtus of the Gemara, one of them said he's taking on the bet. He went to Hillel on Erev Shabbos, when a person is the busiest, and he was preparing himself for Shabbos, and he came and he asked him drei narische Shailas, three foolish Shailas. Why people's heads are round, and why their feet are flat, and why their eyes are slanty. These are all Shailas that the Pashtus have nothing to do with the Nasi whatsoever. And these are not, if you want to know, so go ask somebody else. Bosaf is the Ton mit Hillel, das is Aleph, Beis, this is Sinaiuric, you have to know things right now, Erev Shabbos, you know, Erev Shabbos HaMincha, you have to know the answer. Come back on Sunday, Chveis will be not so busy, and ask Yeshayahu's then. And the Oid, the whole method of coming, Bikan Hillel, you know, Bersazeb, Nishkin Derech, Kovit. And then at the end of the story, that he tells him over, you know, Nachamon tells him over, he says, oh, I have a lot of shayles. So he says, no, okay, Adarabi, he says, I have patience, ask me all your shayles. So at the end he tells him, he says, you are the one who they called, you're the one that they called Hillel. So he said, told him, lo yirbu kamayisho b'yisrael. That's quite a thing to say to the man who just gave you up so much time. And Hillel still doesn't lose his temper with this man. And he says to him, why do you say this? So he told him, he says, because of you, I'm losing money. You know, so he tells him the truth. So maybe by now already Hillel should be able to lose his temper. No, he says, kumptim epis, to lose his temper. Emach vutzonis from the God Lador, emach vutzonis from the Nasi. So maybe now already is time that the Tishtelzich on the covet of the on the covet of Torah, on the covet of the Nasius. So Hillel tells him no. Hillel tells him that it's kedai that you should lose all of your money, and Hillel should not get angry. Now the Pashtus L'chayra of this Gemara is strange Gemara. That Hillel wanted to make himself accessible to people. He wanted that people should be comfortable to come and to speak to him. And Amela, even though if you make yourself accessible to people, it's going to land up that you're going to have people telling you all kinds of foolish zachin in all kinds of difficult times. But if you're going to shtelzich with this person now, so later on when he's going to have a shaila, or his neighbor who hears over the story, is going to have a shaila that's going to be a vichtige shaila and negeya taka to his matzav in Yiddishkeit. So he's going to shterzach from coming because the Nasi is not accessible to the common man, so to say. And he wanted to be very clear that this is a Hillel that he's for everybody, and everybody can come and to speak to him about anything they want. And the Mela, if they're going to come and speak to him about anything they want, so then they're going to come and talk to him in Laren and Eichet. Come to him in Yerush Shemayim also. Come to him in Torah also. Come to him in Chizik also. And the Mela will be able to mashkia on Klal Yisrael. Next time in Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to continue this Braisa and learn the second Lima that took place in Negea to the Gerim.